listening to National Rock Review.
Hey, everyone. It's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now on the phone, we've got Bjorn Strid from Soilwork. What's going on, Bjorn?
Hey, doing good. Just woke up like half an hour ago, actually. We did a little bit of a port request this morning. So, I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, man. Very good, man. Thanks for taking some time to chat today, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on here.
Cool, man. Hey, it's funny how often it's happened this year with all the interviews I've done. So many bands are celebrating milestones, 20 years, 30 years. It's coming up on 20 years, or it actually is 20 years since you kind of got this whole thing started. How does it feel to hit that 20-year mark for you and still be in a band that's actually still relevant today?
It is pretty crazy. I mean, I started the band when I was 17, and I'm 37 today. So that is pretty crazy. I mean, I've been pretty much growing up with this band, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool to look back and how we've, you know, developed as songwriters. And I think we've been staying true to our roots in many ways, but we've also managed to develop our sound and still, you know, think we're making sense. You know, and I think you can really feel the energy through the music still. And I think that's one of the things I'm the most proud of, you know, that we're still energetic and we're definitely not slowing down.
Yeah, and even though you guys, I think, have changed a little, progressed a little bit, I still think you are Soilwork. I mean, it still sounds like Soilwork to me, which is very important.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for mentioning that. I think, you know, it's also a matter of the melodies as well. I think we've had, you know, pretty unique melodies this whole time, and it has almost that kind of Scandinavian melancholy running through it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you think is the most important lesson you've learned about the music industry over the last 15, 20 years?
Well, let me put it this way. I quit playing hockey because I thought it was too much business, and, you know, then I got a guitar from my dad, and I got into the music industry, and I thought, you know what, it's just going to be about playing, it's just going to be rock and roll, and it's going to be touring, it's going to be drinking, and it's going to be girls, but there's so much more than that, obviously, and you know, so you can't escape, you know, the business side of it, unfortunately, as much as you just want to focus on the music and you know, just tour and do your thing. That's, you know, I mean, the business is there. It's inevitable. And, you know, that's fine. But, you know, that's not really what you signed up from the beginning. Or that's not really how you picture it to be. But,
yeah.
You know, it's fine. You know, I still get to do something that I really, really enjoy. So I feel also privileged.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And once you get, I think everybody, you know, maybe not everybody understands, it can be all about all that fun stuff at first, but once you get to that point where you want to be serious about it and take it to the next level, it is a lot of business, absolutely. It's a lot more than people think.
yeah, for sure.
Hey, looking back at some of the incredible tours you guys have been a part of over the years, is there a favorite tour or a favorite band that sticks out that you really enjoyed being on the road with?
Well, there's definitely a bunch. I mean, one that really sticks out is, you know, Ozzfest, when we did that in 2005. Can't believe it's been 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That was something really special because, you know, that year there were so many Swedish bands on Ozzfest as well. And, you know, it was Maiden, it was Black Sabbath. And, you know, just being able to watch Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden every day, that's pretty, every day for 2 months, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just an endless summer, you know. It was something special, and it was a great hangout, you know, and, yeah, so that one definitely sticks out.
Yeah, and it's funny how many people that I've talked to over the years mentioned Ozzfest. It's crazy how important those Ozzfests were to people, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you and Sven have been together the longest, going back like 13, 14 years. Are the two of you the bigger part of the sounds and styles of Soilwork, or is it a collaboration where everybody still kind of contributes a little bit? You guys kind of seem like you might be the masterminds behind it.
Well, I mean, like you mentioned, Sven has been there since pretty much the beginning, and he's always been, you know, a good songwriter as well. And I think, I mean, I didn't really contribute that much, like, musically. Like, I didn't write anything on guitar in the beginning. I had some riffs here and there, but it was mostly Peter who wrote the songs.
Yeah.
And then when he jumped off in 2006, kind of the rest of us had to, you know, challenge ourselves to you know, become better songwriters. And I think that's really what happened in the end. And then, you know, luckily we get some new people into the band that brought something new and fresh, you know, like David and Sylvan. They brought like a very interesting, you know, way of writing songs. And I mean, I was so used to writing songs with Peter. And when they threw me some stuff, you know, they really challenged me as a singer as well.
Absolutely.
And made me have to, you know, step outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I think that also created something new. And I think that also led up to The Living Infinite being the double album. I think that's where we really rediscovered ourselves as songwriters. But yeah, Sven has definitely, you know, been there the whole time, and, you know, he's a great songwriter. And sometimes people think that, you know, oh, we can't hear the keyboards, but if you took them away, it would have been a, you know, a big, huge difference. So he's adding so much, you know, so many like elements to the music as well, and give it a really nice depth.
No, awesome. Now, the band is actually, I was very shocked to see this because it doesn't seem to happen as much lately. You guys have actually been with Nuclear Blasts for the last 8 records. What is it about that label? Obviously, you guys are happy with them. I know they work with tons of great bands, a lot of them that have been around, you know, for years and years. What is it to you? What do you like so much about Nuclear Blast and the way they treat their artists?
Well, we've always, you know, had a really good contact, and I think, you know, we were also lucky to sign, you know, at the time when the deals were still good, I think, and we still managed to have a good deal with Nuclear Blast. I mean, it is a harder climate today, and I understand why labels need to do what they do, but, you know, but I think we've always been able to be, you know, really straight up with each other. I think that's really important, and we have direct contact that they're always there, and they've always been believing in us and really pushed us as well. So I don't really see any, you know, reason to change label.
Yeah.
We have great, you know, communication with them as well.
No, that's awesome. All important things. Mm-hmm. How does the writing and recording process work for you guys? Do you have a formula that you use when getting ready to put together some new music?
I mean, we usually write separately because we live spread out all over the world. Derek lives in LA, and I live in Sweden, and so does Sven and David, and then we have Sylvain outside Paris in France. So it's kind of hard to do any, you know, spontaneous jam sessions, but I think we just know how to do it, you know, because we've been doing it for such a long time. I mean, even, you know, Peter moved to the States in like, I think it was 2004 even. So we've been doing it like this for since then.
Okay.
You know, so it's just a matter of, you know, bouncing files back and forth, you know, ideas. And sometimes we get together, you know, for example, me and Dave got together to write Death in General from the new album.
Okay.
And, but mostly we write separately, and then just, you know, 2 weeks before the studio, we get together, kind of go through the songs and add those extra, you know, what do you say?
The final touches. Yeah. Yeah. The new CD, The Ride Majestic, just came out about 6 weeks ago. Give us a little insight on this new CD.
Well, I think it's definitely picking up, you know, where we left with The Living Infinite. I just think it's slightly darker and more melancholic. But I mean, we're not talking about a goth metal record here. It's on fire for sure. I mean, it's really intense and very energetic and very melodic. But also, I feel that the extreme parts are even more extreme, and the softer parts are even softer. So it creates a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah, excellent. You guys are on tour now with Soulfly, Decapitated, and Shattered Sun. It's like week number 2. How have the shows been going, and how have the people been liking the new music?
It's been going really, really good, and I think the new songs are really working out live. And unfortunately, Decapitated haven't made it yet because they had some visa troubles.
Oh.
So hopefully they will join very soon, because we're already, you know, just about 2 weeks into the tour. So I hope that's going to happen, because I love that band as well. But regardless, shows have been, you know, going really good. I mean, we just left Canada, where we had some really good shows, both in Winnipeg and Edmonton, and we're in Minneapolis today, did the border crossing. So looking forward to play here as well.
But, oh, cool.
Yeah, I think I love playing the new songs live.
Awesome.
And especially Death in General, I would say.
Cool. That's a favorite that I'm hearing from people in general, so I know they're really digging that one. And I've heard lots of great things about the new CD. I know the fans are really digging it, so you guys definitely have succeeded.
Cool.
What's the biggest difference you see between U.S. metal fans and European metal fans, being a European metal band?
That's a good question. I used to feel that it was so much different, but I think it's been so much you know, cross over with music, you know, with bands. For like, just, you know, 10 years ago, a band like Siphon the Death Punch, for example, they would not work in Europe.
Yeah.
But now they do. So it's really been a matter of crossing over, you know, and I feel that, you know, fans are becoming more and more similar, you know, and they listen to all kinds of music. They listen to a lot of American bands from the American scene and then also the Scandinavian scene, and it's just a big mix of everything. So I don't know. It's hard to say if they're, you know, that much different. You know, there's the same circle pits. There's the same.
Yeah.
It's looking the same, because back in the day, you know, it was just, you know, if you played in Germany, there was no circle pits, you know.
Yeah.
None of that stuff. They were just kind of, you know, kind of, it was like a fist kind of bumping mania, like in the air, and it was just like, and that was it. You know, there was no circle pits. I think, yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, has been crossing over.
Cool.
Which is cool, you know.
Yeah. And then one last one, and I'll let you go. Who is it out there, band-wise, that you would still like to go on the road with before this is all said and done? Do you have, like, a dream band you would love to tour with?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of them. I mean, Priest would be cool. You know, I've always been a Priest fan, so that would have been cool, because who knows how much longer they will be around.
That's
true. I know that they're working on a new album, but, you know, who knows after that. So
yeah.
That would be cool.
All right, guys. Hey, just to recap, we've been talking to Bjorn Strid from Soilwork. Don't forget, their latest CD, The Ride Majestic, is out now, so grab that if you haven't already. I've heard great things about that new CD. I've heard a few tracks as well. And the guys will be here in town in Detroit area on October 19th at the Crowfoot with Soulfly, Shattered Sun, and hopefully Decapitated on that one. So, Bjorn, thanks so much for your time, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.